Hello and welcome to the IntensiveCareHotline.com podcast. IntensiveCareHotline.com helps families of critically ill patients in intensive care to instantly improve their lives, make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power and influence, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of the IntensiveCareHotline.com podcast, and today I've got a very special guest, and today I've got Dorothy Schlegel with me from Phoenix, Arizona, and we're trying to help Dorothy and her family who's in a really difficult situation. Dorothy, how are you?
I'm okay.
Dorothy, your 18-year-old stepdaughter is in intensive care at the moment. Can you share more about your stepdaughter's and your family's situation?
Well, I'm in Arizona. Her father is deployed in Afghanistan. And we need funds so that she can get surgery, another surgery. The doctor wants to take some muscle tissue to strengthen her bone.
And like you've shared with me, Dorothy, your stepdaughter has been in an induced coma now for 3 weeks, and the only thing she's waiting for to get out of the induced coma is the surgery. And therefore, we're trying to raise some funds for you. And just for our listeners to explain this, you know, anybody who's in an induced coma should get out of the induced coma as quickly as possible, because an induced coma comes with undesired side effects, you know, and you know, there's a lot of muscle waste, you know, people are mentally incapacitated once they're, you know, during an induced coma. So this is really an urgent appeal to raise some funds for Dorothy and her family, to come up with the money so your stepdaughter can have surgery, get out of the induced coma, get out of intensive care, and move on with her life. How much money are you trying to raise, Dorothy?
The doctor said she needed $4,900.
Right. And how can get people in contact with you, and where can people donate money?
They can donate money to Wells Fargo. The account number is 7597560049.
Right. Can you repeat that one more time, please?
Certainly. 7597560049.
That's great. Thank you. And how can people reach you if they want to get in contact with you?
They can send me an email at snowywoods48@yahoo.com.
That's really great. So really, to our listeners here at IntensiveCareHotline.com, as I said in the beginning, we're really trying to help a family in need here. You know, Dorothy's 18-year-old stepdaughter urgently needs surgery. She needs to get out of the induced coma. She's been in the induced coma now for over 3 weeks. That's way too long for anybody, because it comes with undesired side effects. So we really hope we can make a difference here for Dorothy, her stepdaughter, and her family. It's a very stressful situation, as you can imagine. Most of our listeners would have had a loved one in intensive care at some point, so you know how difficult this is. So really try and help out Dorothy and her family with this. If you can make a donation, even a small donation will probably make a difference. Dorothy, is there anything else that our listeners need to know, you think, about this situation?
Well, now the hospital wants to transfer her out because the funds have not been coming forth. So I hate to see her have to go to another hospital. And like I said, still stay in this induced coma as well, because it's so difficult for her and so hard on her system.
Absolutely. So that's just another sort of curveball that's thrown in your way, that now all of a sudden, because you haven't come up with the funds, that they're trying to send her to another hospital. It's just nothing anybody in an induced coma or during a critical illness needs, you know. And that's why it's really so important to find people who can donate money. Again, this is an appeal to our listeners, if they can donate some money for Dorothy and her family. Right, and have they put a timeline on this, Dorothy? How quickly do they want to move her into another hospital?
They want to move her immediately. I mean, her father keeps calling the hospital and begging them to give him more time.
Mm.
So they're thinking money. That's all they're concerned at this point.
That's just terrible. That's just terrible. Okay, Dorothy. We leave this really short. I mean, you know, we don't wanna sort of get this record this for too long. You know, this is really an appeal for our listeners. We put the account number and Dorothy's email next to this interview. Again, if you can help out a family in need, we really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on to this interview, Dorothy, and sharing your story. And if you, listener, have a story to share where you need help, or if you want to share your story with your loved one in intensive care, just send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com. So also check out our ebook section, and also check out our one-on-one counseling and consulting section, where you get one-on-one consulting with me. Check that out. And thanks again, Dorothy, for coming on to this interview, and we hope we'll get a good outcome for your stepdaughter.
I'm hoping and praying too.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dorothy, and we'll speak soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.